Let's return to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
With 50,000 watts of political talk all across New England, you're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. The distinguished-looking man sitting across from me, that's Terry Hendricks. Good morning, I'm John Featherston. And we're joined on the phone by another great guest, a friend of the program, Susan Petroni, who has started a new venture in the town of Framingham known as Source Framingham. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, John and Terry. How are you today?
Good, good morning.
Good, beautiful Sunday morning, huh?
It is.
So tell us what you've got going on in the town of Framingham. Pretty exciting stuff.
So on Wednesday, I launched Framingham Source. It is an independent online community news site. We don't publish a paper. We just publish online. And the focus is on Framingham schools and government. But we sort of have a Metro West flavor in regards to community and businesses and restaurants because we know that residents just don't stay within their borders.
So you could say all politics is local a little bit, yeah.
Yes.
So you say you did it online. I've had the pleasure of seeing the site. I think it looks wonderful. It looks great. How do people access it and learn more about it?
It is www.framinghamsource.com. We have a Facebook page, same name, and we have a Twitter account, which is Fram, F-R-A-M, Source. I actually had worked in newspapers and online journalism and magazines for more than three decades. I had launched another site in Framingham about 5 years ago for a company in New York, and after 5 years, it wasn't working out, and so we terminated the contract. And I started reporting online under my own company, Petroni Media Company. And in about a month, we had amassed about 3,000 Facebook followers. And wanting to do something that was more Framingham-based and focused just on Framingham, not owned by any corporate company out of state, decided to launch the website last week.
Well, great. How do people get in touch with you, or more importantly, if they want to be advertisers on Source Framingham?
Very simple. It's editor@framinghamsource.com.
Well, there you go. That makes it easy.
Susan, do you have any plans to expand into neighboring towns, like Natick or Ashland?
That is the long-range goal, yes.
So how are you doing? You've just got this off the ground. Do you have many sponsors? I know I'm sure you are looking for sponsors to fund your program.
We ran a GoFundMe campaign to start out, which was great, and we raised about $10,000 with the GoFundMe account, and I had commitments from advertisers, up to about 12 commitments. I have not posted an ad yet on the site. The ads will start appearing hopefully next week. One of the reasons that I was slow in posting the ads is while I was working on launching the website, I also wanted to cover the big election in Framingham. Framingham recently passed a charter commission in which they're going to study their forms of government and possibly go to a city form of government. And I felt it was important to keep reporting on that locally based. And so I did that first, and then I went with launching the website. And now I'm working on the advertising and the business end, which will kick off this week.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the charter commission in Framingham. And it'd be interesting to get a journalist take on the Charter Commission and what their goals are in the city to make Framingham a city. What do you think?
I think that town meeting may have hit its limit in Framingham. As you know, you have town meeting in Ashland, and town meeting exists in many other communities in Metro West, but I bet you Framingham is unique. I have live blogged town meeting for the last 5 years, and it averages anywhere from 4 to 5 weeks. I don't think many town meetings in Metro West are that long.
No, they've got to be the longest.
Should they be that long.
No, it's not it's not official government. And it's amazing the work that you have done in blogging those over the years, your dedication to it. You ought to get the street named after you in Framingham for it. But so you would agree that something needs to change. What do you hear from the journalist, standpoint? What do you hear from business owners and community activists, and soccer moms even?
I think everybody's really interested in studying it and making sure that we do something that is efficient and also answers to the residents in town. And I do think that they think that there is change needed, but I'm not sure everybody's on board for a mayor and a city form of government. So we may look at something similar to like Weymouth and Franklin. It may be something that we eliminate town meeting. Maybe we change the number of town meeting members. I know that the commission is very interested in looking at all aspects. However, that said, if you followed Framingham town politics, a majority of the commissioners elected are leaning towards the city.
What are your thoughts? I've seen some editorials lately. Herb Chambers tried to come to Framingham and invest $10 million into a site in the old Denison building site, and the planning board wasn't so receptive to that. Have you heard anything on the ground about that and the feedback from Herb Chambers deciding to pull out?
I know that there are several people in town hall who are interested in still working with Herb Chambers to see if they would still be willing to do some sort of project downtown. It is unfortunate that the planning board said we're giving them a lot of headaches in regards to the design of the property. But I do think that some of the selectmen, the town manager, some of the people, business owners in town would be grateful to have $10 million invested in downtown.
Well, I was going to say, if Mr. Chambers, who I deal with on another side job, if Mr. Chambers wants to come to my town and invest $10 million, you know how to get in touch with me.
Yeah, come on over.
Come on over. We'll be happy to work with you on that. But we're talking with Susan Petroni of Source Framingham, a new venture that she just launched this week. Susan, what are some of the other big issues in Framingham? I mean, a lot of new restaurants in the town of Framingham, but some other good things. What do you hear?
I was actually going to switch you to schools. I think
schools
are a hot issue in Framingham. My readership at my previous site, and even from what I can see from the numbers and the analytics for this one, is really focused on women between the ages of 25 and 55. And for them, the schools are a big issue. Right now, the town of Framingham and the Framingham Public Schools have about a $4 million budget gap from what they're recommending for next year's for the schools. And that fight will come down to town meeting next month, or actually maybe even possibly the beginning of this month. But $4 million is a huge budget gap for the schools, and the school committee has said that if they don't get $4 million, there will be massive cuts.
Well, how much of that is posturing for the budget? I mean, to have a $4 million deficit, you know, what's the budget for Framingham schools? Maybe $60
million? Framingham currently has a $115.7 million school budget. The CFO and the town is recommending roughly around $120, $121 million budget. And the Framingham Public Schools School Committee and the superintendent would like a $124 million budget.
Wow, those are pretty big numbers for school systems.
They are. Unfortunately, with Framingham, which is much different than some of the other communities in Metro West, is that it has a high population of students that have special needs.
Yeah.
It has a high population of students that have ELL and ESL services, which is English as a second language.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Framingham, in fact, this year there was a study done that there are 75 different languages spoken in the Framingham Public Schools.
75 different languages. Wow.
Well, maybe we should get it down to one.
9,000 students and 75 different languages.
Well, Susan, as you know, part of my Rotary Club, we distribute dictionaries to every third grader in the public and private schools in Framingham. It's a huge effort. And to your point, we have to print different labels in different languages. And I was just blown away by how many different languages that we have to print, even the letters home to the parents of telling them, you know, why we were giving out dictionaries. So it's got to be huge. But tension seems high in the Framingham schools. You know, like I said, I'm in there quite a bit, you know, trying to, you know, distribute the dictionaries. It seems like tension is there between, you know, some of the schools and some of the administration. Have you heard any of that?
I do sense that. You know, the union and the administration have had some issues over the years, and the town and the administration have had some of the issues over the year. But my daughter attends Framingham Public School. She is a freshman at Framingham High School. I do think the teachers do a fabulous job educating the students. What is lost sometimes is some of the central office administration. There has been an extreme frustration with parents and with teachers and with staff with the lack of communication from central office to those three stakeholders. In fact, last year the school committee formed a specific task force on communications and public relations, and almost a year later, very few of those recommendations from that task force have been implemented.
We're speaking with Susan Petroni of Source Framingham. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to learn a little bit more about Source Framingham. You're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830.